This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I am Lawrence Holmes. Do we even
pay no attention to the woman in the third chair?
Okay.
Pay no attention.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
Layla just likes hanging out, and she's doing the show after hours.
Yeah.
So
she's show prepping.
She's show prepping right now.
She was show prepping in here, and I didn't see any reason to make her move to another room.
There's really no reason for her to leave.
I mean,
she's going to be back in here in 20
right.
minutes anyway when we do crosstalk.
She would just be listening in another room. We would be talking knowing she was listening. I mean, what the hell's the difference?
And this way, if she does have something she wants to add.
Nope.
No?
Nope, not at all. No mics. Tanny, leave those off. Nothing. Nothing. She gets nothing until 5:40.
And if we put her in our office, she steals all of our snacks.
She's not the one stealing the snacks.
She's laughing.
Her stuff has been stolen too.
Ma'am, try to control your laughter, please. This is a professional work environment.
No, this is terrible. Those of us that have been in this business for forever, the three of us here in the studio, the silent partner that's here in the studio.
A silent partner. Who are you and what do you want from me?
I am not a cop. If that's what you're afraid of.
We're going to see if we can find Layla Rahimi.
Pay no attention to the woman on the third chair.
Say the wizard, get some heart, get some balls. You know, if you don't understand heart, get some balls.
She's right there.
She's right there.
She's been there the whole time.
The whole time.
I had no idea.
Just doing prep and eating milk duds.
Milk duds. I rip milk duds. I'm talking 12 at a time. Chew, chew, chew. Suck the chocolate out. Soak in the caramel.
That's a funny bit. I like it.
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut for one second. Shut your mouth.
I needed someone.
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
You're just coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms.
So when I'm on stage, I want quiet on the set.
Layla is at the big ballpark in the sky.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
It's very much a different Layla. Our Layla's still here. She's in the control room as we speak.
No, she passed.
That Layla was a Weimaraner, I believe, or was a Rhodesian Ridgeback, excuse me.
A what?
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
What was the first one?
Weimaraner. Never mind.
Weimaraner.
Thanks for interrupting the flow.
Sorry about that. I just told Tanny to, like, I'm going to be quiet today.
I can't help yourself.
Wow, first 10 seconds.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, first 10 seconds.
So it's going to be one of those.
Nope. I'm good now.
What do you say, Speaks? You want Shane to be the silent partner today? That's messed up, dude. You don't say that about Shane.
Pay no attention to the producer in chair number two.
I'm sorry about that.
You're good. But yeah, that Layla is a Rhodesian Ridgeback belonging to Steve Stone. The other Layla. Yeah, the other Layla was here yesterday and just now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. Shane's here. Tanny's here. We got you covered today. We got a lot of fun things to do on the show, including talking to our buddy Jay Zawoski at 3:45. It's a fun situation last night.
Dude, When a newfound goalie acquisition stops 41 shots in his debut and thanks the crowd and says, I love you guys. That's worthy of a check-in.
Yeah, so we'll check in with Jay. We'll talk with Jason Leisure at 4 o'clock. Gordon Widenmeyer will be on the show at 4:40. Speaks has got some things to say about Hard Knocks, and apparently there is no Hard Knocks.
So yeah, some stories are percolating and makes me want to think back on the Bears' experience. So we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour.
But why don't we start with the news of the day out of Halas Hall, and there's a couple of things. One, the Bears made an acquisition. They made a trade of a draft pick for Jonah Jackson, who has spent the last year with the Rams, before that was with the Lions, had a shoulder injury that he was dealing with. They played him at center. It didn't kind of work for him in L.A., but this is someone who knows Ben Johnson's system. I would imagine that Ben Johnson, when asked for his thoughts on it, was like, yes, go get that guy.
Yeah, I would assume that Ben may have driven the thoughts on the situation. Look, I love this trade. This is a guy who, as you say, played with Ben for multiple years in Detroit, akin to the Kevin Zeitler acquisition I've been talking about wanting them to do. This is going to get a guy who knows exactly how Ben Johnson wants to teach it, wants to coach it, and how to get it done. The Rams have massive financial troubles under the cap, so they gave up this guy to the Bears, who have tons of financial room under the cap, for a sixth-round draft pick. Because the Bears are going to eat the cap hit and probably the bonus, which is due to him, which is why this deal's happening now, then the Bears only had to give up a six for a proven NFL starter on the interior that knows exactly what the coach wants to do. They need starter caliber bodies, and this is one which sets the table for free agency, which starts next week, and the draft thereafter. Now you can go out there and do more, which they need to do.
There's a Pro Bowl on his resume. The hope is that last year with the Rams was the outlier and not the new reality for Jonah Jackson.
He also only played four games last year
because he was hurt.
The Lions couldn't sign him and give him money, so he got the money from L.A. They probably wanted to keep him and couldn't, so L.A. gave him 3 years and 51. He plays four games for them, and now Ben's like, oh, we're in a situation where we can grab that money? Then let's get the player, because I love the player.
And hopefully he's right about this, and that you're chasing a... I think this makes a lot of sense. You just do want to be careful, be like, wait, is he the same player after the injury? Moving into a different thing with a, well, I guess he was in Detroit long enough to have played with Stafford, right?
Oh, hell yeah. He was in Detroit for 20, 21, 22, and 23. They're starting left guard for 4 years with the Detroit Lions.
So you would think that, think about it from the Rams' perspective, where they go, hey, here's a guy who played on the offensive line for Matthew Stafford, and then he comes in and he's underwhelming, partially because of injury. He's underwhelming. I'm just saying that don't forget about that part, that, and let's not just go ahead and be like, oh, this is going to be great because he's connected with Ben Johnson, because injuries can happen, and you could also be really bad at this point in your career.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. He was 27 last year. He's going to play this season at 28.
You know? I tend to think that it makes all the sense in the world to do this.
I tell you, and we'll do wide receivers at the top of the hour as part of Ben's vision, and the news happened yesterday. I like trading a six for a starting guard more than I would have liked even trading a five for Deebo Samuel, because of the third wide receiver factor and how that plays. More on that at the top of the hour.
It is a lot of money, but it's seemingly only a lot of money for 1 year. And then you can reassess and figure out if he's going to be part of your future.
And it's a lot of money for a team that is, what, fourth most cap room?
Yes.
In the NFL, in a year when the cap went up by 20. And let's never forget that the NFL's salary cap is kind of a mirage. Because of all the things you can do.
The Saints have been up against it for the last decade. And they're just like, oh, we'll just shift this around and shift this. And this guy's got a bonus. And this guy's got a bonus.
Yeah,
and all that,
man.
Stuff.
Like, and half of the guaranteed money is a bonus. There is a second year. They could spread that out. They can go to different people and ask to spread things out. They're in a good spot and can absorb this in addition to future free agency.
What I do like about, I like a lot about this move, by the way. But one of the things that I like about it is, it opens things up draft-wise, too. That if you continue to, as free agency gets here, say, take care of some of the spots where you feel like you're lacking, it opens up the world to you where maybe there is a player that's outside of what it is that you're looking for, but you can't say no to that player. This allows you flexibility in that regard. I still want to see the Bears walk out of this draft with a bunch of offensive and defensive linemen, but it could change your priority on what it is that you're looking for in those first three picks if you've got some of this stuff straightened out.
Absolutely. This to me is connected to, yes, the draft, but free agency. This is in advance of free agency. That window opens next week. You know, so this is, they're getting a jump on that. So in a post Trey Smith availability universe where you're deciding what to do, and we've talked about it for a while, all the shows are kind of figuring out, all right, do we get Mekhi Becton? As I mentioned, Kevin Zeitler from Detroit. How about Will Fries from Indy, who's coming off an injury, but he's real good. Who's the guy in San Francisco? Why are they giving up on him? Like all this stuff. They've made a play in advance of that. They've made a play in advance of all that free agent maneuvering. And we know that Ben wants new people on the interior.
And that's the other thing for me is I am with the idea of them working together with Ben being more of a partner than what Matt Eberflus was to Ryan Poles. And the thing that Ben has over Poles in their current positions is success. Like that he's walking away from success into this head coaching job. And Ryan Poles has not had success as a general manager. So I want Ben Johnson to have input. I want him to have, I wanted Matt Eberflus to have what he wanted too. I wanted him to have the players that he needed. I'm not sure that he could even articulate that.
Bingo, sir, especially on offense. He had no offensive philosophy. He had no concept of what the hell he was trying to put together. This is a guy, not just with an offensive philosophy, but he said, and people I've talked to have backed this up, he spent the last year in Detroit, including that offseason, formulating his overall philosophy because he's like, no, I'm not going to take a head coach. I'm going to take my last, going to spend one more year.
I'm going to get ready to be a head coach.
And so everything. So he's not just handing defense over to Dennis Allen the way that Eberflus handed offense over to Luke Getsy and then to Shane Waldron, and those questionable choices aside. Ben's got a vision, man. We're doing wide receivers today. We're going to do a defensive position on Thursday. We haven't locked in on which one it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I'm excited about all of that. But,
yes!
But it's nice. You know, it's nice to see that they can be a little bit aggressive. I don't know a ton about Jonah Jackson. I hope to find out more in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Just talking to people on why it didn't work and all that stuff. But it's fun to see them be out here and say, okay, the idea of we understand what our deficiency is. We understand that was underwhelming last year,
mm-hmm.
that we need to do a better job of protection overall, and that probably means a overhaul of the offensive line.
And don't you think, because I'm not saying that I know a ton about Jonah Jackson either. These are interior linemen for other teams. And we all do our research and we try to come in here. And some of the angry texters, here's one. I hate this trade. We need superstars, not crummy players. What are you basing crummy player on? His Pro Football Focus grade? One year that went bad in a new system with McVay where, again, he only played four games?
And he has made a Pro Bowl, so that's good.
And he played for a coach. He played on the offensive line for 3 years, and that coach is now here, who knows him, has watched him practice, watched him learn, has had him in sessions with the offensive staff. Like, I'm going to trust that guy who we just paid a lot of money to make these kind of decisions rather than Pro Football Focus's grade.
That's kind of where I'm at on this, is that this is what the buy-in on Ben Johnson is. At this point, there's no reason to think that he doesn't know what he's doing, because we don't have any evidence.
Right.
So I'm going to lean towards, okay, this makes sense. He knows the type of player this is, And he knows what they need.
Same texter. Tell me why this isn't another Ryan Bates. Ryan Bates was never a starter in Buffalo that Ryan Poles got obsessed with. And I've told you my theory on Ryan Poles, the former offensive lineman who just thought he needed to be coached up properly and would go out and get inferior talent and think that they could be coached up.
Ian Cunningham, too.
Yes. This is a starter-level dude who was, you said, Pro Bowl in 2021. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a starter level dude who has been coached intimately. That is different than an executive looking from afar at a guy who he thinks has traits.
Especially Ben, you know, he's the man. Love that guy.
Yeah. So
I don't care if someone's been slightly hurt. Look at the sack numbers I put in the doc today. The guy just doesn't give up pressures. He doesn't let people past him.
Yeah, and
that's all you need.
And to your point, Shane, and those are good numbers you've got in there, 0 sacks given up in 22, 2 given up in 2023, 0 in 2024 in the limited action that he saw. That's about the synergy of offensive line and quarterback, as we've been talking about, and like the group protection, which Ben understands. And again, this is a guy who can help implement exactly what the coach wants. You can sit there negative if you want, but it's easy to shoot down.
I am all right with people being skeptical about it, but we do need more information. Like, we need to know how bad the injury was. We need to know, did they ask him to do stuff that wasn't really in his skill set? I know that people think that guard and center are interchangeable. I do not believe that. And so maybe it was one of those things where it's like, this is not the right fit for this player.
I love this. The texter shot back. All right, I totally admit I was basing it on Pro Football Focus. You guys make good points. You sold me. So there you go,
well,
man.
All right.
Rather than trust a grade by a website, which is helpful, think about the people who have watched a man up close for multiple seasons and coached them.
I've got some questions about that website. But that's just me. That's me. I'm skeptical.
440?
Yes, we'll do that at 440. No, I'm just kidding.
Or 340, if you want.
No, it's fine.
540?
Whenever, 640.
640.
We'll do it at 640. But when we come back, you know how we've been talking about how Sean McVay has kind of been on the forefront of pushing coaches out here and kind of letting you know who the young, talented coaches are?
Yeah, he's very much, he likes to be a kingmaker and chooses some to help. Yes.
There's another one out there, and this coach has local ties. I'll share with you next here on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going home.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, I worked with Richard Hightower. I worked with Chris Morgan, not here, but in Washington. And then obviously Thomas Brown and Shane Waldron, great coaches. And so, you know, those guys were instrumental in a lot of good things here. And you can see they've done great stuff, you know, when they've gone elsewhere.
So whenever we have conversations about coaches who are big into their tree, or next year when we start talking about the hiring process and you wonder whether or not the league still needs the Rooney Rule, or is there a better way to go about hiring overall, keep looking at what Sean McVay's doing, because he's actually advocating for coaches. He continues to do it. And it's interesting that he does it. Not that other coaches won't. Like, if you ask one of the coaches about it, but he goes out of his way to set his guys up to get to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool. And it's happening now.
All right.
With someone that the Score listener will be a little bit familiar with.
Really? Okay, because that was him talking about Waldron and Thomas Brown. I thought Thomas Brown, very impressive dude, and I hope he gets big chances, and I think there could be a lot of good stuff in his future. He does seem to me like head coach material eventually in the NFL.
Well, another name that you should put on that list is former Illini quarterback Nathan Shielhaus. This is what Sean McVay has said about Nathan Shielhaus, who has been working as their passing game coordinator.
Oh, boy.
He said this about him. The best thing I can say about him, Nate, is there are certain people you're around, and they come in, and they have a role and a responsibility that's defined, and they do a great job of that. But the great ones, they redefine what it is because they just do a little bit more, and they're just a little bit more intrinsically motivated, and they got just a little bit better feel on how you deal with people. And I think this guy's a special coach, and I'm not going to take for granted the time that I have that I do have with him, because I thought it was cool that he chose to stay with us with some opportunities that he had that meant a lot to me, and he is a rising star without a doubt.
Wow.
Close quote.
All right. So
Nathan Shielhaus is with the Rams. Before that, he was with Iowa State, and then he served on the coaching staff at Illinois after he graduated. But that's one of those names to like keep in the back of your mind years from now.
Where you're like,
oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, it's been in the back of my mind since he played at Illinois, I think. So that's why I'm giggling. I haven't thought about his name in a long time.
I figured a lot of people hadn't. That's why I brought it
Lawrence,
up.
This will enrage you. I was just telling Shane, the first time we went to Comerica Park in Detroit, we drove by Ann Arbor, the big house in Ann Arbor. We went with Herb Lawrence, and he called the
that
big house.
The little house, the little shack.
He called the big house the big Shield house because of his success there. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it ruined my day. So I had to ruin yours as well.
Fair enough.
Nate Shielhaus the quarterback when I saw Illinois in the freezing cold play at Wrigley Field? That when there was just one end zone. Remember that?
They had to alternate like it was a parking lot game.
Because I know the running back was Mikel Row the Boat LeShore. I know that he was the guy, and I know that Shielhaus played with Mikel LeShore.
It would have been 12 years ago. Does that sound about right?
Maybe 14, maybe 13.
Yeah. That would place him down in Shambana.
Okay. Yeah. So it was Nate Shielhaus and Mikel LeShore. So yeah, I hadn't thought about him in a long time. So that is delightful. It's one of my favorite signs of aging is to look around and see people that you remembered as players who all of a sudden are coaches, and then see those people's children as players,
yeah,
and see sometimes those people's children as players.
Well, that's another funny thing. I didn't bring it up to Tanny or anything, but to keep with the Sean McVay thing, he was on Dan Patrick's show, and I guess Dan Patrick's father worked for McVay's grandfather and was the first guy to bring up the idea of an analytic view to McVay's grandfather. And they had this like wonderful 5-minute conversation about it.
That's really cool.
On DP's show, because I guess DP's grandfather was a math teacher, and he said, "Let me go and work through some of the tendencies of your opponents in certain situations." And then McVay's grandfather was like, "Yeah," and like made him part of the staff.
Wow! See, I love that. The latest example of aging in this way, by the way, was when I saw that Minnesota had offered a football scholarship to Donovan McNabb Jr.
Well, you better get ready, because Spice Adams, his son, is a monster at Stevenson.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
And Matt Bowen's son, a monster at ICC.
My only hope is that Donovan McNabb Jr. one day can be tackled by Addie Zawoski, Jay Zawoski's daughter. Because Jay's, who's on the show later, legendarily tackled Donovan McNabb while in high school.
She could definitely strike him out. She's bringing heat
for the
HF Vikings this year.
Oh, is that where she's going? Yeah. I didn't know.
It's very, very exciting. You want to feel really old?
No, I'm good.
Well, too late.
Damn it.
Alex Brown's oldest son is out of college. He's playing like pro ball in Puerto Rico.
Man. This is how it happens.
Do you guys feel old, or do you just know you're older?
Those things make you just know, I know you're older.
Because, like, Lawrence, you're still a great athlete. I've played softball with you, and granted, again, you don't have to do a ton of movement, but you do a ton of movement.
Again, the athletic diminishment.
And speaking of, I've never played softball with you because you turned down every invitation, but do you guys feel old?
Yes.
Yeah?
The old comes in the how much time it takes you to, like, get out of bed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, tell me about it. Okay. I get out of bed and my back hurts. I'm like, what did I do? All I did was sleep.
The phantom injury, Shane, like, those are the things where you're like, I slept wrong? Like, I am injured now because I slept on my shoulder? Like, that sort of thing is when you feel old. Or when you start, like, walking around and you can't remember why you were going to go do something.
To the kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why was I coming here?
Tanny, you're not young either. Do you feel old?
No, I don't, actually.
So good to have Shane here. It's really good.
Shane just keeps me laughing every day. That's the key to my youth, you know?
Yeah. Keep him young.
That's cool. That and all the cocaine you do, I think, Tanny, keeps you active.
Yeah, you do a lot of cocaine.
Not today, if you smelled what was going on in the hallway there.
What was happening?
I don't know.
Somebody
was
doing weed today. Yeah. Somebody was smoking the marijuana.
Burning the fern in the hallway today.
Yeah.
Hanging out with
the Bernstein fern.
Hanging out with their friend Mary Jane, as they used to say.
As the kids used to say.
They had their last dance today.
And Rick James.
Bunch of narcs hanging around here.
It just was an interesting thing to have happen inside of the building.
I agree.
We're used to it outside. Listen, I'm no hater. Do what you got to do. But usually people do gummies inside of buildings and not smoke weed every day. When we come back, we will take a look at Ben's vision. And we are going to start talking a little bit about the wide receiver position and what he might be looking for. Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.